Lecture topic, harms of anger.
There are things which we are told are very harmful for us physically. So we accept that, respect it. If you are told poison is a very, very dangerous substance, somebody consumes poison, then it's going to sometimes even maybe result in his death. So no person takes a chance with poison. If he doesn't have any idea what that substance was to, he'll be cautious that it mustn't be poison. So the point is that when we are aware of something is harmful for our physical self, so we are very cautious, we will take the care to make sure we don't have any indulgence in that. So likewise, things that harm us spiritually. So what harms spiritually? There are many, many things. So among the things that harm spiritually very, very severely is anger. In one hadith sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam highlights this by means of an example. So honey is naturally sweet. Honey, every bit of it is extremely sweet. But there's a very bitter substance that is called sabir in Arabic. Very bitter. That sabir, if a little bit of that sabir falls into a bottle of honey, the effect of that is such that it will make that whole honey bitter. Now can you imagine how bitter that would be, that it will change that whole honey and make the honey bitter. The Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam uses this example to explain to us that anger spoils iman like how the sabir spoils honey. So that anger, meaning anger which is, a person doesn't have any control of it, he just blurts out things, he's not thinking what he's saying because that anger has taken control of him. So anger, even Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam at times displayed the anger when there was something very seriously done, serious wrong was done in terms of deen. To set that correct, he displayed the anger. But that anger was not uncontrolled, that was fully under control. And that was for the sake of deen, for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, not for the sake of dunya. For the sake of dunya, for the sake of his personal self, man taqama li nafsihi abada. He never ever took any revenge for his personal self, never got even any irritation for his personal self. For the deen of Allah Ta'ala, there were times when he displayed his anger as well. So the point is that anger has its need, and there is a need for it in the correct manner, in the correct place where Shariat requires it. But other than that, this is the example that is being given in the Hadith Sharif, that this anger spoils iman like this bitter substance, sabir, spoils honey, makes the whole thing bitter. Hazrat Mashaf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, who was an expert in the field of Islam, he says the first path to making one's Islam, the first step in making one's islah and rectifying oneself is learning how to control anger. If this has come in order, person has learned how to control his anger, because anger is a natural thing in a human being, it'll come, but he's learned how to control it, he'll be safe. And he will save himself from major disasters in his spiritual self as well. Because in that uncontrolled anger, he will sometimes blurt out things. He'll end up giving 3 talaqs. In that uncontrolled anger, he'll blurt out things, Allah forbid, sometimes he'll lose his iman too, because of what he said. So this is a taken for granted thing. It's taken very lightly, but is very major and very severe. This example of the Hadith Sharif itself highlights how severe this is. So this is something to learn. It doesn't happen by just hearing one discussion somewhere. It is something to learn. And is learned by putting ourselves in the supervision of somebody, that this is what I did now, how I reacted, what went off, what I'm supposed to do now, and what I'm supposed to do to put pressure on my nafs now to correct this. Because that paper which is bent, to straighten it again, you turn it the other way around. So till it's not turned the other way around by somebody, that won't come. You'll carry on bending over. Paper that's folded in half, a page that's folded in half, now you try to straighten it, it'll fall back. Until somebody bends it over, then it'll come right. So without somebody's supervision, somebody that will straighten our problems out, on our own, generally, this doesn't happen. But when a person puts himself in somebody's supervision and he complies, Not that he takes the prescription and he keeps it somewhere. He complies, he adopts whatever the advice is, then that takes the matter forward. And inshallah, with the fazl of Allah Ta'ala, he will get past it. But the first step is to recognize and realize it's not a small matter, it's a very serious matter. And then to not just realize it and stop there, but then to take the active steps to learn how to control it. Allah Ta'ala give us that.